Good Tuesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by JP Morgan Chase.
And I'm Anna Palmer. We've got Washington whiplash again this morning with a week that was expected to be focused on Trump's pick to replace FBI Director James Comey and his upcoming foreign trip completely upended after senior U.S. intelligence officials dimed out the president of the United States, telling the Washington Post that he passed classified information on to the Russians. BuzzFeed quotes one U.S. official who says it's, quote, far worse than what has already been reported. If anyone else besides the president did this, they'd probably be out of a job and possibly prosecuted.
The Washington Post's Greg Miller and Greg Jaffe had the scoop on how Trump revealed highly classified information to Russia's foreign minister and ambassador last week at a meeting in the White House. Current and former U.S. officials tell the Post that Trump could have jeopardized a critical source of intelligence on the Islamic State.
This is going to be a problem for Republicans. Sure, the White House can dismiss this, and they have. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster said that the president didn't discuss, quote, intelligence sources or methods. But he did not address the crux of the story, which is that Trump shared sensitive intelligence with the Russian ambassador and foreign minister.
One of the biggest political reasons beyond the obvious and the practical that this is going to be an issue is there are loads of clips of Republicans saying Hillary Clinton should be denied classified information because she mishandled it. And Trump himself hasn't been shy about criticizing others about mishandling classified documents. Our colleague Josh Dossi has a report on Trump's trust problem and how insiders believe his White House has lost all credibility. While Dossi and Ileana Johnson have another piece on how the White House is in chaos, Michael Crowley has an important read about how Trump's trampling of political norms has spurred strongman comparisons.
Here is how some Republicans will defend Trump. The president is, generally speaking, allowed to do what he wants with classified information and can change the classification. Republicans will express concern and caution with trying to improve relations with Russia. Many will decline to comment until they've heard directly from the president himself or from top White House aides. But soon, get ready for another political reality that will begin to set in for Trump. Survival. A top Republican involved in House and Senate races was texting us last night saying that the closer we get to the 2018 primary season, the less patience Republicans are going to have for these kinds of missteps. At some point, and at some point soon, the GOP will begin to worry about winning elections and self-preservation.
Republican fissures are already starting. Republican Senator Bob Corker said, "The White House has got to do something soon to bring itself under control and in order. It's got to happen." Corker continued, "Obviously, they're in a down spiral right now, and they've got to figure out a way to come to grips with all that's happening." Here's a quick cheat sheet for what Washington thinks Trump needs. Number one, new communicators. Forget Sean Spicer for a second. Keep him, ditch him, do whatever you want. The press secretary is an important public face of the administration, but even more than a new public face, what this White House needs is someone who understands what it means to communicate with Washington in mind. Trump needs somebody who speaks the language of D.C. and Capitol Hill, somebody who's going to craft a strategy and message to bring elected officials on Trump's side, and someone who has credibility with the reporters who cover him.
Number two, Trump needs a traffic cop. One thing we constantly hear from his allies and detractors alike is that the president needs someone who can control the flow of information and people in and out of the Oval Office. Someone should be coaching the president on what he can say and what he absolutely should not say. If that's happening, it's not evident. That all being said, Trump has to be willing to limit his intake, and there's no evidence that he is. And number three, a long-term strategy. We sound like a broken record on the subject, but the White House needs someone who can lay out to Washington some sort of realistic roadmap for what they'd like to get done and how they plan to do it.
Remember when Trump selecting Jim Comey's replacement was the top agenda item before he left for his first foreign trip? It's difficult to see how the White House will move forward quickly on that now that they are completely swamped with trying to push back against Trump's leaking of classified intelligence to Russia. The recent drama only adds to the difficulty in getting someone to take the job on. Our colleagues Sungmin Kim and Burgess Everett have the scoop on how Senate Republicans are split on John Cornyn's bid to take over the FBI.
In the juice, we've got Hillary Clinton launching her new political arm, Onward Together. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is heading downtown to meet with the Retail Industry Leaders Association member CEOs during the group's board meeting. Top agenda items to be discussed include tax reform and the group's push against a border adjustment tax. And Christina Reynolds is joining Global Strategy Group's Washington office as senior vice president. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.